I'm joined now by World Vision and Sanitarium Youth Ambassador Sophie Rice, who is 18 and a student at Auckland University. Sophie recently had the opportunity to travel to Mali with World Vision and was deeply moved by what she experienced. Sophie, thank you for joining us today. What did you know of Mali before your trip and what were you expecting?
I think when I think of what I knew about Mali before I went there is not actually very much. The only other thing I really knew was that it was one of the lowest countries on the Human Development Index. And I think, as well as that, I think I had a judgment over Mali that I'd kind of placed the people there in a mould. I guess kind of with that, I distanced myself from them, if I'm being completely honest.
So what was the standout moment for you on the trip?
Yeah, I think the moment for me on the trip that just absolutely made it a reality for me was when we met this little girl called Donkey. And so the moment that it really hit me was when we went to her village and people were telling us, you know, that this year, instead of 60 bags of millet, they have 6. But it wasn't until actually meeting Donkey and hearing how it's impacting her life where it became a reality to me, and just seeing that not having food actually traps Donkey from being able to have opportunities like we have. So I think it was just that, realizing that with the no food comes this absolutely just trapping feeling over their lives.
And has the experience changed how you live now that you're back in New Zealand?
Yeah, absolutely. I think through meeting the people and seeing that they're not helpless, they're actually people that we're not reaching down to, but more like standing beside them. After having been there and meeting them, it's made me kind of uncomfortable. That instead of wanting to live comfortably and be like, yep, I'm sweet, I want to actually, you know, help these people. And that uncomfortableness is a good thing. And I think as well as that, just a belief that we can do something, even if it's just something small, it's so worth it. Even if we're just helping one person, I think that power of just believing that you can do something has been something that's just changed the way I live and actually going out there and doing something about it.
How can New Zealanders support the people of Mali and other affected countries?
World Vision is doing an emergency appeal at the moment, so people can give just whatever they can. They can donate online at worldvision.org.nz or through 0800 95000. They can also donate. This is so urgent, and I think it makes me think about Donkey when we're in her village. They just told us about not having enough millet to get them through till the next crop harvest, and then straight after that Donkey came up to us and offered us this bowl of peanuts, and it was just like a real simple thing, but it's absolutely just hit me that even when Donkey was suffering and they're on the verge of being in this just devastating famine, she was still giving us her peanuts, she was still giving us her best. So I think that's just it, like if she offers us that when she's the one suffering, what can we give?
So spread the word, and to donate go to worldvision.org.nz or pick up the phone and dial 0800 95000. Thanks for your time, Sophie.